I'm back with another edition of Da Best Hawaii, and joining me on this episode is Toby Tamai.
Hello, everybody.
So you are a man around town or about town, foodie. What is it that you do, though, in real life?
I run marketing for some hotels and shopping centers and restaurants, actually. So it's kind of similar to what I'm doing going around town.
You combine the two, right? Your passion for food
and
travel
yeah.
with helping other businesses.
Right. Most of my stuff is based in Waikiki, of course.
Yeah. Me too. We're similar. And we're friends.
Yes.
And so we are at one of our favorite spots that's kind of new. Where are we at?
Honu's Kalbi and Sushi in Kapahulu Avenue.
Okay, and tell me about the beginning of Honu's Kalbi and Sushi. How did it come to be here?
So the owner is they actually owned the ahi and vegetable operations for many years, and he actually owns Ala Meat and Seafood, so they're a seafood distributor, so you can count on the best ahi here when you come here.
Fresh, right?
Fresh. And he opened, and then he took over Camellia, and then he opened it as Makali Buffet. And then after that, he actually sold the ahi and vegetable franchise, and he decided to move into this market, which is Honu's Kalbi and Sushi.
Well, let's start off. We've got a piece of sashimi. Mm-hmm. And what makes it so special and unique?
It's always a fresh catch of the day, and so it's market fresh from the morning. The hamachi is also imported from Japan, so we got some really good quality fish for really good pricing here in the Kapahulu area.
Okay, well, let's take a dive.
All right.
Cheers!
Milky soft.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what are some of the things that you're looking for when you're eating fresh fish?
Oh, so, you know, especially with ahi, you know, because we're so fortunate to live here in Hawaii where ahi is swimming outside of our waters. Mm-hmm. We're lucky here, so we get some really good stuff. I really feel like the redness of it. Especially if it's going to be like maguro or ahi. If it's going to be like maybe an otoro or a chutoro, you know, looking for the fattiness of it. But and I really don't like that strippy part. What do you call it?
Sinew
on the fish.
Yeah.
And so we're really looking for that part as well. And you can also, obviously, you can smell kind of the freshness of the fish as well.
And not only do they have fresh fish, but they also specialize in Korean food. Mm. So first, tell us what we have with the sashimi plate.
They specialize in more ahi, salmon, and hamachi. But they have a bunch of other ones that they have here, and they actually have a grab-and-go both for the sushi and sashimi, as well as you can just order it to go.
And you can get a platter, which I've done before. You can get a sushi platter or a sashimi platter.
Yeah, it's huge.
And very affordable.
And their sushi pieces are very nicely well done and very filling, you know. And so six pieces would really be good for one person.
Okay. And then we have the tteokbokki.
Mm-hmm. So the tteokbokki is, you know, I don't know if you guys know that. It's one of the most popular Korean street foods. And so it's a rice cake. It's a spicy rice cake. And you just walk around. Just really nice. They recently changed the format and added mandu to it. And so that's actually very famous in Korea, where they have the mandu in it. So that's something that just came out earlier this year.
I love it. Chewy, spicy. And then next we have the short rib, or like the kalbi jun, which is my favorite.
Yeah. So their house specialty here is the kalbi jun. It's actually cooked for 3 days and marinated for another. I mean, it's a long process of making it. And what kalbi jun, if you guys don't know, it's like a stewed short rib, but they're actually with daikon and carrot, and it's kind of made like a more Korean way, but it's really simple with water, shoyu, and just simmered in that way, and just it's really
fall
nice. Some garlic,
the bone.
Really nice. Fall off the bone, delicious.
It's my favorite thing. And then tell us what we have here on the left side. Our left, we have the Honu's mixed plate.
So the Honu's mixed plate comes with the three top-selling different items that you guys find here in Korean restaurants: kalbi, fish jun, and meat jun. And so here it is. Like, oh, look at so yeah. And look how huge this is. I mean, I probably could finish it if I was really, really hungry, but it's probably good enough for two people. And the kalbi here is actually, again, another, I think it's 2 day marination that they have it around. So it's everything they do is really carefully curated for Korean flavors. Mm.
And I gotta say, I've never had fish jun before. And then I had theirs and I love it. Like, I think it's like my second favorite thing here.
Fish jun is amazing. You gotta try it out. Yeah.
And I know you also love their meat jun.
Yes, I love their meat jun. Their meat jun actually has a little more thicker meat to it. And I'll show you guys a little piece here on the camera. See? Look at that. Ooh.
Where are they located? And you're coming down Kapahulu, but you can't make that left turn.
Yeah, so the recommendation is to come up from the south. It's right after, if you guys remember the old Bank of Hawaii building, you know Popeyes is kind of near in the area as well, right before Safeway. And so there's a parking lot around. Of course, if you can't find this, there's a lot of street parking in the area. And they're open right now from 11 to 8 o'clock every day.
Honu's Kalbi and Sushi. Come check it out.